For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, and we're broadcasting from Anaheim, California at the 2018 Commodity Classic. This special report brought to you by Midsota Manufacturing and Avon and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. And Executive Director Adam Burr joining us at Commodity Classic and talking policy, and that's a staple of Commodity Classic and the corn growers, and talking a lot of policy on a state level and how it all meshes with a national level when it comes to the corn growers.
Corn Growers has always been a great organization, both nationally and at state level, engaged on policy. I think it's one of our strengths, particularly as a national organization. So that's why when we gather like this, a lot of the discussion is on policy, and our guys are very well versed on these issues. I'm always impressed with how much they know on the details of all aspects of their operation. You know, they can have in-depth conversations about taxes or farm safety net or crop insurance or what have you, and I'm always impressed how well they know the details.
I share that same feeling sitting there yesterday for a part of that. You have some well-experienced delegates that were in that room.
We do. When we sit like that and have those conversations in that room, I'm just reminded how great these leaders are and how well-versed. I mean, in one breath, they can go from talking about, you know, nitrogen applications and the four R's and some of the details of agronomy, and in the next breath, we're talking, you know, Section 179 and taxes and all the nuances and details there. I don't think people fully appreciate when we talk about all the hats that farmers wear. You see that firsthand in those discussions.
Now, when it comes to the national discussions, I know I spoke to Harold too. Are there similarities between needs and an agenda forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think the talk in the hallways and so forth, I think all the states feel a lot of the same needs, particularly with the Farm Bill coming up. And I think everyone's feeling the pressure of, you know, we have to do something about this supply that we have and this carryover. And I think you sense that, and it carries into the policy discussions as well.
We see a little bump in the cash price. Does that put a little hop in anybody's step that you see around?
Yeah, I think anytime you see a bump, everybody gets a little excited. You have to. These are tough times right now.
In California here, it's a state of kind of renewable energy, and I got reminded about that many of times here in this state alone. How important is this to stay on this track ahead, especially with the RFS kind of under a little more attack?
Yes, it is very important. I mean, you know, you look at the two things right now that are just critical, and what would we do without them, and that's, you know, trade and NAFTA for corn farmers, as well as the renewable fuel standard. I mean, without those two things, who knows how low we would be. And so significant things that we have to continue to protect and appreciate moving forward.
I know we're here in California, but the state legislature is underway too. One or two main things we need to watch this session here early on?
Yeah, well, they had a nice hearing yesterday, the Senate did, just right on the state of agriculture, and our own Tim Weibel was not able to make it out here, but was able to testify yesterday and just talk, you know, the tax conformity and tax reform issue is going to be significant for us. I think there's some real opportunity to continue to provide some relief for farmers during these depressed prices right now. One thing we're particularly interested in is a tax credit on the buffers. We know we really never got compensation for buffers, you know, there's CRP and other things. But for various reasons, there's some challenges there. So we really are keying in on some tax credit on the buffers.
Is there a clear understanding, just one final question, on the great things the corn growers are doing when it comes to innovation and such, getting politicians out on the farm? You guys have really gone above and beyond in that manner.
Yeah, it's been a great, our guys have certainly been very pleased by the response, and look for more of us in the coming year. Certainly this year, even some surprises in terms of the number of open seats and elections and so forth. And so we want to be engaged, really want to try to shape that future policy, really try to have those conversations, build those relationships on the front end rather than trying to try to do that on the back end. And it's been successful. It's really been a fruitful process so far.
Minnesota Corn Executive Director Adam Burr joining us on Chasm Radio. This special report brought to you by Central Livestock Association in Albany and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. For Chasm Radio from Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California, I'm Joe Gill.